Genesis chapter 27, 39 and 40. Isaiah 10, 27. Romans 8 and 2. 2 Corinthians 3, verse 17. And the word of God reads, "His father Isaac answered him, 'Your dwelling will be away from the earth's riches, away from the dew of heaven above. You will live by the sword and you will serve your brother. But when thou shalt have the dominion,'" when you grow up, when you become restless and sick and tired of this, "when you have the dominion, you will break his yoke from off your neck." So it will be in the day, Isaiah 10:27, that his burden will be removed from your shoulders and his yoke from your neck, and the yoke shall be broken because of the anointing. Romans 8:2, "In Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit of life has set you free from the law of sin and death." And then Paul said it best in 2 Corinthians 3 and 17. "Now the Lord," somebody shout, "now the Lord,
now the Lord
is the Spirit.
And
where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty." Come on, somebody shout it out. Where the Spirit of the Lord is,
there is liberty.
I want to read again parts of Genesis 27, 39, 40. And the 40th verse in particular. "You will live by the sword and you will serve your brother. But when you shall have dominion, when you shall have dominion, you will break his yoke from off your neck." Put your, shake somebody else. Shake somebody else's hands. Somebody that look like they got it all together. Somebody who look like everything is perfect on the exterior, on the outside. But on the inside, God have mercy. On the inside, they're dealing with something strong for so long. But shake their hands and say, "Neighbor, this thing's got to be broken. It's got to be broken." Somebody shout three times, "It's got to be broken." I said, open up your mouth and shout, "It's got to be broken." Woo! I didn't come here trying to shout anybody. Nobody goes into surgery. No doctor goes into surgery trying to make the patient feel good at that moment. You don't feel better later. But when he's cutting you, it's painful. I don't know, somebody got to get cut today, but this thing got to be broken. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. One of the indispensable reality that distinguishes and separates mankind from all other mortal creature is rooted and ingrained in the fact that above all others, Adam, the prototypical man, was specifically designed and delegated, intentionally and strategically designated, positioned, and established as the head of government over the entire cosmos. By the determinate counsel of the Godhead, man was given unequivocal, unrivaled, universal governance over the boundless expanse of this material world. Unlike the birds of the air, the beasts of the field, and the fishes that traverse the oceanic terrains of the mighty deep, Adam was no ordinary antiquated scientific carbon copy of some prehistoric creature drawn out of the antediluvian world. Adam was not a reincarnated evolutionary recreated version of something that was driven into extinction million of years ago. He was not the remodification of what once was or the recyclable aftermarket production of what used to be. Oh no, brothers and sisters, Adam was the ultimate theophany, that is the reflection of God. He was a glittering expression of he who transcends in majesty and magnificence, outshines the dazzling radiance of the moon, the noonday sun. Adam was not some kind of a recyclable makeover. Hallelujah to God. He was an original thought in the mind of God. All that God made in the first 5 days of creation was simply the restoration or the renewal and subsequent revitalization of the world that existed before the fall of Satan and his demonic cohorts. But the sixth day, on the sixth day, the Bible says, on the sixth day was dedicated exclusively for the creation of Adam. Why? Because he was the original man. He was a divine masterpiece, an exquisite composite sketch, meticulously crafted and designed to be a resplendent portrait of God Almighty. Categorically, from a hierarchical perspective, never have there ever been any earthly creature comparable or equal to man. Physically, mentally, and spiritually, mankind was in a class or by himself. To be sure, you and I were exclusively and intrinsically created and fashioned after the very image and the likeness of God. You and I were uniquely formed, intricately molded, exceptionally shaped and patterned to be a glowing reflection of the incomprehensible image and the appearance of the eternal. With such impeccable accuracy and surgical precision upon creation, man was so impeccably flawless that the most profound response, the most eloquent expression God could utter from his lips when he looked at the complete product was, "That's good." Now, you ought not to let anybody tell you that something's wrong with you. I don't care about your physical feature. You carry within you the prints of God's hands himself. Are you hearing me, somebody? We might be a little different in our looks and the way that we appear on the outside. Some are light skin and some are caramel skin and some are brown and some are dark skin and some, they even say that some are yellow and some are white, but the truth of the matter is, whatever skin you're in, God created you that way. You may not feel good about yourself this morning, about certain things that's going on in your body or with your body, but I want you to know that God Almighty, when he created you, when you were conceived in your mama's womb, God had the blueprint for your life. Hallelujah to God. And when you were born, he threw that away because there's not another carbon copy like you. There's nobody like you. They may look like you, but there's nobody quite like you in all of the world. Somebody ought to shout and celebrate the you that you are. Oh my God. Now, to fully comprehend God's original intended purpose for the creation of the human race is to understand that mankind was deliberately, consciously, and intentionally created to oversee, to govern, to officiate in the capacity as God's CEO, God's chief executive officer on planet Earth. Contrary to the erroneous misconception, the false incongruity, you know, the misleading concepts and the preposterous persuasions and practices of certain discriminatory elitist greatest groups beside God himself. Mankind was not created to be subservient or subordinate to any other mortal or immortal being. Are you listening to me? Despite the racial, culture, and sociological variables, mankind was not designed to capitulate or to be subjugated to any other power other than the sovereign Lord and King, the supreme ruler of heaven and earth. We were not created to be anybody's slave. We were not created to be walked upon. For the Bible will tell us later on that God placed everything under the feet of mankind. Somebody say amen. Second to none beyond all other creatures above, below, and around us. Mankind was uniquely designed, empowered, positioned, and authorized to preside and officiate in an exclusive realm of dominion. Somebody shout dominion. An exclusive realm of dominion that was neither commensurate, proportionate, parallel, or equal to none. By divine predestination, man was preordained not to be a subordinate agent, but to rule as God's diplomatic representative on planet Earth. Matchless and unrivaled in power and authority, man was equipped and deputized as God's chief commanding authority in the earth. Without disputation or controversy, man was the unmitigated, unparalleled leader, the consummate ruler, the governing authority in the earth, bound, restricted, and accountable to no other authority except for the maker and creator of all things. Somebody ought to say amen. From the very inception of creation, unlike any other creature, mankind was endowed. He was clothed and equipped with the mantle of divine leadership and authority. He was not to be manipulated or to, he was not to manipulate or to be manipulated. He was not to be controlled. He was not made to be used, abused, or to be exploited. But like a beloved son entrusted and assigned to manage his father's global enterprise, man was born to rule. He was born to lead. Talk to me here, somebody. Make no mistake about it. You and I, my brothers and sisters, did not just land on planet Earth, hallelujah to God, accidentally. Come on and talk to me here. No matter what Charles Darwin suggests, our existence is not the result of some serendipitous, unintentional scientific phenomenon. Are you hearing me, somebody? There was something just that just happened, hallelujah, after millions of years, and what they call the Great Big Bang Theory, and out of an explosion, here we have this world. No, this world was orchestrated. This world was ordered and created by the hands of He who rules time and eternity. Somebody talk to me up in here. Come on and say yes. Hallelujah to God. We want you to know then that on the contrary, in the mind of God, our ultimate purpose and mission to earth was to lead, it was to guide, it was to oversee, and to run, amen, God's operation in some capacity or another. You and I are all extensions of God here on earth. Say amen, somebody. We were sent to advance the perfect will and the interests of God in the earth, despite what it looks like. I was meant to be here. You better touch your neighbor and tell him I was meant to be here. I'm not the accidental result of my daddy's pleasure. Hallelujah, somebody. I was meant to be here. Whether daddy was sober or drunk, I was meant to be here. My conception was not an accident. Why? Because God saw today, before my daddy kissed my mama and told her, let's get it on. I feel like preaching today. I come to tell somebody that whether you were born in wedlock, hallelujah to God, or in a gridlock, hallelujah, God meant for you to be here. You might be called a minority.
humanity. You may be counted at the bottom of the pack, but for whatever purpose God created you, every day of your life that you can inhale oxygen and exhale carbon dioxide, you ought to give God praise. If for nothing else or nobody else, you ought to thank God that I'm alive. And if I'm still here, it must be for a purpose. God sent me here to change my surroundings. God sent me here to impact my environment. Come on, somebody. So I never thought of killing myself, because I got too many people that need to live because I'm living. Somebody say yes. Somebody say yes. God, I feel you up in here. I feel God in here. That is why, my brothers, we hear the voice of God saying in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 and 28, the Lord God says, he said, let us make man in our own image and after our likeness. And here's what he says. Hallelujah. Let them have. First he said, let us make man. Then he said, let them have. Come with me here, somebody. He wasn't just talking about Adam. He was, because when he created Adam, I hear you, Lord. When he created Adam, he deposited within Adam the entire universe, the entire human race. Hallelujah. Was being incubated in the seed of Adam. Come with me, somebody. So he said, let us make man. We'll only need to make one, and then we'll put the billions of people inside of the one, and out of him, every time I need another that looks like me, I'll just pull out of him. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. When God looked at Adam and said it's not good for him to be alone, and God decided to extend the human family, he went inside of Adam and he took a rib. Everything that you need, everything that the world needs, God has already placed it inside of you. Come on and say yes. Folk are always going around and you are complaining about what you don't have, comparing yourself to the Joneses. But I come to tell you that when you came to earth, just like Adam, you came unloaded. Come on, somebody. You got life in you. Come on, somebody. God said, let them have dominion over the fish of the sea. Let them have dominion over the fowl of the air. Let them have dominion over every creeping thing, over the cattle. Come on, somebody. And over all the things on the earth, every creeping thing that crawls on the earth. And God blessed them, 28, and said unto them, be fruitful, be multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it. Come on, somebody. He said, subdue it. Come on, somebody. What God was saying was, I place power inside of you. I created you to be a leader. I created you to be a champion. And nothing must be able to subdue you. Hallelujah. Whatever problem you face, God said, I've given you dominion. You got to conquer it. I came with a conqueror spirit today to tell somebody that we are not some weak, yellow-bellied jellyfish